Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, Episode 9.
You're about to meet a man that can show you how he took control of his life and financial future, and how you can do the same. He's never been on TV. He's not a millionaire, and he does not know Donald Trump. He is a full-time real estate investor, newly discovered author, and family man. He does not report to a boss. He creates his own schedule and takes his family on a few vacations every year. He got started investing in real estate with almost no money and a really crummy credit score. And he's going to show you exactly how he did it and how he continues to do it. You will have to work. You will have to be responsible. However, laying by the beach sipping fruity drinks is a reasonable goal. Without further delay. Your guru. Your guide to a better life through real estate investing. Matt Terrio.
Hello and greetings from the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, the podcast that will show you how to create wealth through conventional and creative real estate investing so you will have the option to realistically retire in the next 10 years or less and enjoy the good life while you're still young enough to do so. My name is Matt Terrio, author, full-time real estate investor, and family man. If this is your first time listening to the show, you'll want to do two things. One, go back and listen to episode one. There you're going to get the gist of what this show is about, why we're here, and everything that you're going to hear from this point forward is going to make a whole lot more sense to you. And two, download the free real estate investing course, How to Do Deals, No Money Required. You can get that at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. It's a step-by-step course of which I reveal everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that I use, including the documents and the contracts, to invest in real estate using no money or credit. And that's yours for free at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Oh, and by the way, my intention when I created this free real estate investing course was to lure a response from the people that take the course to say, oh my God, I can't believe this was free. That's what I wanted. That was my intent. That's what I wanted people to think after they took the course. And based on the feedback I've been receiving, mission accomplished. I do have one request for you, though. Please submit your questions and responses in the comments section on the video pages. I'm requesting that you do that for two reasons. First, there's probably others that may have the same question or concern that you've had, and it's much easier for me to serve everybody in one location. And the second, of which is even more important, is I intend to keep updating the videos in this free course, and when I update the videos, I want to answer your questions and address your comments and concerns in the videos. What I really want to hear from you is where there's a gap in the course, if there's anything missing. What's missing in this course that the presence of which would make a difference? You see, it's very possible that I could have missed something. I could have missed a lot or multiple things because I've been doing this for so long that I sometimes mistakenly assume that you have more information than you do. So while you're there taking the course, if you have any questions or comments, please share them in the comments section underneath each video. Now, according to your feedback, my free real estate investing course is among the best, if not the best free course out there. And some of you have even said it's better than courses that you've paid in excess of $1,000 or more for. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for saying so. That was the goal, but I do want to make it even better. I want it to be so thorough and so complete, yet so simple that a five-year-old could follow the instructions and complete a real estate transaction using this course. And with your assistance, I can accomplish this. Imagine that, though. I mean, just imagine that. Being able to send your own kids through this free course and give them a skill that would last a lifetime. Wouldn't that be cool? I think so. I mean, imagine if you learned how to do deals with no money or credit when you were 12 years old, or 16 years old, or even 19 years old. I mean, imagine learning this skill before your head was all mucked up with misplaced fears and pessimism and cynicism. I mean, when you still thought anything was possible, and when you were still filled with enough energy to take on the world. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, having said that, it's never too late to be who you might have been, but imagine what you might have done before you were hypnotized by society to believe in your limitations. I mean, what would that do to your belief if I actually post a teenager testimonial in the near future? I mean, your belief is everything. You know, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. And just because you've heard that countless times doesn't make it any less true. Anyway, thank you for those of you that have commented already, and thank you in advance to those of you that will comment. I really appreciate your input, and I'm loving the interaction with so many of you right now. Okay, so I'm glad to be back. You know, I hadn't anticipated being gone so long. You see, recently I had made a conscious effort to increase the volume of my own motivated seller lead generation. I mean, I added an additional networking event to my weekly schedule. I more than doubled the amount of yellow letters that I was sending out. And I really increased my focus on the consistency of my Craigslist, my back page, and my eBay classified ads. And in result, you know, the phone has been ringing much more. And all of a sudden, I'm finding myself busier than usual with my own real estate transactions. Imagine that. Do the work and you get the results. Now, if you're not getting the results that you want, just pick up the points on your weekly success report. And if you don't know what that is, it's covered in video number 3 of the free real estate investing course. If you pick up the points on your weekly success report, you must get the results. Whenever I'm experiencing a lull in my business or I know I'm going to need some extra money really soon, I just increase my daily points and like magic. But it's not really magic. Although sometimes it seems like magic, my phone rings more. And in result, I find more deals. Sometimes immediately, and sometimes there's a lag, but I always get the results. And you will too. I mean, it's the law of cause and effect. For every event, for every cause, there's a related event, the effect. It has to happen. Now, if you're applying what you've learned here so far, and you're not getting the results that you want, there are 3 places to look at. 1, are you applying what you've learned? Are you really applying it? Are you doing the right activities? I mean, be honest with yourself. You know, I don't know if you are or if you aren't, so only you can answer this question. Are you really applying what you've learned? Are you really applying and doing the right activities? 2, are you applying what you've learned consistently? Consistently being the operative word. And again, be honest with yourself. Are you taking consistent action with the right activities 4 to 5 days per week? And 3, have you applied what you've learned long enough? Now, long enough, it's a relative term, but have you been working it consistently for at least 30 days? I mean, the bare minimum that I recommend in the free real estate investing course, starting from a dead stop, will take you at least 30 days, likely 60 to 90, but at least 30 days of doing the activities and doing them consistently, 4 to 5 days a week, for you to start seeing some results. So, have you applied it long enough? Be honest, you know your situation better than anyone else. You know if you've really done the work or not. And if you have, I mean, if you're doing the right activities and you're doing them consistently and you've done them consistently for at least 30 days and you're not getting any results, pick up the volume on your lead generation. More networking, more yellow letters, more internet classifieds. Just feed the funnel. Keep feeding the funnel and deals will come out on the other side. They have to. And make sure you're keeping your daily success report as well. I mean, it serves 2 purposes. First, it keeps you accountable to the right activities. Second, if you're doing the work and you're not getting the results, the daily success report will reveal where the breakdown is. Without your daily success report, I can't help you. Nobody can. And most importantly, it's really tough to help yourself if you can't look back to see what you've done. You know how Weight Watchers has a point system for their diet plan? Well, if you didn't know, they do. And they do for the exact same reasons. It keeps people accountable to their diet. Are they eating the right foods? Are they eating the right foods consistently? And have they done it long enough to result in lost pounds? You see, should a person stop losing weight, keeping track of those daily points will reveal why. You can look back and you can see it. Typically, it's crystal clear. I mean, it has a tendency just to pop right out at you. And it will be easy to fix when you can see it that clearly. See, you had an extra candy bar on Thursday, another one on Tuesday, and one on Saturday. That's why you didn't lose any weight this week. You consumed an extra 1,500 calories. So just don't do that next week and you'll start losing weight again. That's simple. Your daily success report for your investing works just like that. I mean, an extra small candy bar here and there might not seem like it's going to hurt anything. But making those types of small, detrimental decisions, you're right. That one decision probably won't make a difference. That one little candy bar probably won't make a difference. But put a few of those decisions together, put a few of those candy bars together, and they add up to significant results. And what I mean by that is, you might think you sent out 10 yellow letters every day in the last 2 weeks. But you can look back and see, oops, that's right. I had a doctor's appointment early Wednesday morning, so I didn't send them out that day. I forgot. Oh yeah, and my parents, they came to visit on Monday, so I didn't send them out that day either. Forgot about that one too. Oh, and then last Tuesday I see right here, I see I didn't send them out that day either. I don't even remember why I didn't, but obviously I didn't, because you can see it right there on your report, whether you did or you didn't. You know, in that scenario, that would be 30 letters total that didn't go out that you honestly thought you sent. It happens. There's nothing wrong with you if that's the case. Don't beat yourself up about it. Life happens. We forget. And because you did, you probably missed out on 3 to 6 phone calls that week. Not the end of the world. Just get back up on the horse and start sending them out again every day. Get consistent again. And I wanted to point that out because I don't want you to give up, especially for the wrong reasons. I don't want you to think that this doesn't work and then take off and try someone else's system just to find out that you have to do all of the same activities for their system also. You go out and give theirs a try for a few weeks to no avail, and then you jump to someone else's system. What I want you to get is all of these systems out there, they likely all work. They all probably have different approaches and different techniques and different strategies, and they all probably work. I haven't tried them all, of course, but I would bet that if you did what was instructed in those courses, you'd get the results. And what they all have in common is that you'll have to do the right activities, you'll have to do them consistently, and you'll have to do them long enough. So find the one course, the one system that suits you, and stick with it. I mean, and since you're here, you might as well stick with this one. Most people, when trying something new, whether it's your investing or really anything for that matter, they completely overestimate what they can do in a month. With this free real estate investing course, it's not uncommon to get your first deal inside of 30 days. But that's not the goal. The goal is not to do just one deal. And don't freak out and lose all hope if you don't get one done in a month. Real estate investing, it's not an event. It's a journey. And conversely, as people overestimate what they can get done in 1 month, they completely underestimate what they can do in 6 months, what they can do in a year. You know, if you picked one course or one investing strategy and did the right activities, did them consistently, and did them for just 2 years, if you did that what most people won't do, you'll be able to do for the rest of your life what most people only dream of doing. That's what type of position you've put yourself in. You've put yourself in position to create that type of freedom for yourself, to create that type of life for yourself. So just don't look at real estate investing as a quick fix for your finances. It's not a quick 30-day event and you're done. This should be at the very least a 2 to 3 year journey for you. You know, when you set out to do something new, it's gonna take you at least 12 months to get good at it and be dangerous anyway. I mean, think back. Think back to a past job that you've had. Do you remember that first day on the job? Do you remember how awkward it was? I mean, you constantly had to ask your supervisor or a fellow associate for help. How do you do this? How do you do that? I mean, you were probably very frustrated in that first month or two. And then month 3 or 4, you started to settle in and get the hang of it. I mean, your comfort level went up a little bit and it got to a point where you can at least do the job effectively without asking for a whole lot of help. But still, every once in a while, you'd come across a certain scenario or a certain situation that you didn't know how to handle and you still had to ask for help. Then somewhere around month 6 or 8, you know, you got your job down, right? Maybe some newer associates are even asking you for help at this point. But somewhere around month 11 or month 13, just about after a year has passed, and you can now do your job with your eyes closed and one arm tied behind your back. And even though you thought you had your job down around month 6 or 8, you can look back from this point and clearly see that you didn't have it down as good as you thought. You're at that 1 year mark and you are effective. You are good at what you do and you are dangerous. You know, and there's still plenty of room for growth. I mean, you will experience it for sure. And you will get better and you'll get better and better and better. But you are still very good at your job after a year. Real estate investing, particularly if it's something brand new to you or if you're trying a new strategy or approach, it's just like that. So now knowing that, pick your path and just stick with it. Now, I know I was supposed to start showing you on this episode how to find the money for your real estate deals and how it's lying right under your nose. I mean, my apologies, I got sidetracked. But today's information is really, really important. So important that I want it to be an episode all in of itself. Okay, so I promise to carry through on my word and I'll go over how to create more and more profit in your deals on the next episode. And I won't make you wait too long either, I promise. You know, in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to go ahead and I'll put that together for you as soon as I post this episode. So you shouldn't have to wait any longer than 24 hours or so. Okay, so until next time, I'm going to see you real soon. And as a very wise man once said, you know what? I'm going to say wise person from this point on. As a very wise person once said, ambition is the path to success. Persistence is the vehicle you arrive in. To your success, I'm Matt Theriault, living the dream.
Thank you for spending this time with Matt Theriault and the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast. Real Estate Investing Podcast. When you have a moment, stop by iTunes to leave your comments and let us know what you think of the show. And if you haven't done so already, get started investing today by visiting freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. To access Matt's free course, How to Do Deals, No Money Required. No money required. Until next time. To your success.
To your success.
To your success. To your success.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.